A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, Jesus handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. And he said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. Wow. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there on that day? Imagine hearing Jesus proclaim that incredible prophecy of Isaiah and then say, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing," and say, "No. This will be a year acceptable to the Lord? Because we've waited for this year a long, long time. A long time. A year when captives are set free. This year, the blind will gain their sight. This year, the oppressed will go free." Hard to imagine. But then, Jesus went forth from there and did exactly those things. In Luke's Gospel, he continues on and starts preaching the Word of God and healing. Preaching that God came to set people free and then heals the demoniac. Cures Simon's mother-in-law and the whole town of all of their ills. He cures a lame person, everybody, and all the time preaching, "This is what God wants." It was truly a year acceptable to the Lord that year. And it's a challenge to me as to whether this will be a year acceptable to the Lord. Jesus was anointed for the work he did, anointed to bring glad tidings to the poor. I was anointed, like I'm sure most of you listening here, figuratively anointed not with oil but with the Holy Spirit, that true anointing. For what? If it's the anointing Jesus got, then it's to bring glad tidings to the poor. I was even literally anointed with oil on my hands when I was ordained a priest. And I remember having discussions, different people, what is this about? What is that anointing about? And some people saying, "Oh, it's about saying Mass every day." Well, not if it's the anointing that Jesus got. Not if it's related to that. And it's not that saying Mass every day isn't a good thing, but what does God want? What does God give us an anointing for? It's to bring glad tidings to the poor. It's to proclaim liberty to captives and then to set the oppressed free. That's what God anoints us for. And I resist that all the time. All the time. This year is so often just like last year. Not quite acceptable to the Lord. Just because I get so distracted about what my anointing should be about, or I just get so lazy about the whole thing. Oh yeah, set the captives free tomorrow. I'm tired today. Or worse than that, not tired. There's something good on TV I wanted to see. And so it goes on, day after day, just like yesterday. And this anointing that I receive to set captives free, it'll always be there tomorrow, I tell myself. But I don't want to tell myself that anymore. I want this year to be different. I want this to be a year acceptable to the Lord. So today, I'm going to take that anointing seriously. Today, I am going to try and act on that anointing. Join me in this work. Let us together make this coming year truly a year acceptable to the Lord. Amen.